evening, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the show about the Akashic Records, how you can understand your life, how you can change your choices, or be aware of what your choices are. We talk about the Akashic Records and how they affect your life, how you can access the Akashic Records, and all manner of things. I take email questions at info, that's I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com, or you can call in your questions live and chat with me right here on the air at 877-876-5227 in the U.S., and in the U.S. and Canada is 888-815-9756, or if you'd like to dial direct if you're out of the country, our country code is 01-530-876-3222, and you are listening to bbsradio.com, where if it's mainstream, it ain't BBS. So, hey, here we are. First of all, I would just like to say I am so happy you're listening. Thank you. I know you have a lot of choices for this evening, and you've decided to listen to what Akashic Wisdom and Donna Fox has to say. And I just want to tell you that you are the reason that I do this program. And so it's your questions that will make this program as rich as it can be. So I encourage you to call in. I encourage you to be curious. I encourage you to enter yours and want to know your soul's information so we can go deep into the Akasha and ask the important questions that will help not only the listening audience, but the planet as well. I had a great class this weekend. I had lots of folks here in Cleveland wanting to learn how to access their own personal Akashic Records and doing it. They did some absolutely phenomenal, profound work. And so I'm about to list some of the folks over here at the workshop in Cleveland. So I'd like to do a shout out to Nikki, Andre, Juniper, Joyce, Yolimar, Judy, Jonathan, Eve, Natalia, Mariah, Karen, Ann, Jim, Greg, and Lorraine. And they came from all over, from not only here in Cleveland, from Hiram, Ohio, from Delaware, that's the state of Delaware, and Pittsburgh. So we had folks everywhere. And I just want to say I'm so glad you were there today. You were here. We had a wonderful weekend. We did a lot of exploring, and we did a lot of learning. One of the wonderful things about doing a level one training, when you learn how to access your own records, is information comes forward from the Akasha that is specific for that group. And so if that's of interest to you, I am having a workshop in Columbus, the 18th and 19th of October, and there will be a level two, where you learn how to access your own records in Cleveland, Ohio, October 31st, November 1st, and 2nd. Okay, so what we're going to do today is I want to take your email questions, but an interesting thing happened when I was reading the foreword to this book, and we talked a little bit about it in class today, but I want to relate to you what happened. I had my records open, and I think that's what's important that you understand, is that when I talk about opening the Akashic Records, or I talk about opening my records, there is a specific holy sacred prayer that was given from the Mayans was given from the Pleiadians to the Mayans, and we've translated it from Mayan to Spanish to English. That's the legend of it. And if you want more information about that holy prayer, that sacred prayer, you can go up to AkashicRecordConsultantsInternational.org, and you can read the history of that prayer. Anyway, so that's how I open the Akashic Records, and that's how I open my records. That's what I teach people how to open up their records with. And I also, there's a different version, if you will, of that prayer that opens up the records of other people, and that's what I use when I open up I do individual consultations. But what I was saying is that so one of the ways that we use the Akashic Records is you can open up your own personal Akashic records, and you can read a book. And when you're reading the book, you actually can kind of have a conversation with the record, the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akasha as you're reading to gain more insight and more depth from what you're reading. It's kind of reading between the lines. Well, I was just reading the preface of this one book, and I had to put it down because what poured out were a series of questions that have come to me for me to work with you here on the station, on the radio, as well as work with myself. And because these questions are what can actually shift our focus and help clear ourselves in a way that we are willing, or we become willing to receive the information not only of the Akasha and our soul's information, but we are willing to receive the abundance and prosperity of the universe. You know, that, we've been talking a lot about that. But what's important to understand is that abundance and prosperity, you've heard me say this before, come from our actually becoming in alignment with our own self-esteem and our own self-worth, especially those people who have challenges with that. So here are some of the questions that came forward just from reading this few paragraphs, if you will, of this foreword of this book, and I was off to the races. So I'm not quite sure which one the record keepers are going to stop on, but I'm going to read them all to you. And if you would like a copy of these questions, you can certainly email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, and I will send you a copy of all these questions that you can use for your own journaling. So the first question that came forward was, how can I increase my spiritual wealth? Yeah. So what is spiritual wealth? Okay, we can maybe get into that a little bit. Next question. What action steps can I take to deepen my connection to the divine? I think everybody wants to know something about that. Next question. What does my soul need me to know about my spiritual path? Now, that's a very personal question that would be very helpful for you to ask yourself, your soul, and if you know how to open up your own personal Akashic records, you could ask with your records open that specific question. The records will never tell you what to do, but they'll give you all the information you need in order to make the appropriate decision. Next question. How can I move into a depth of feeling of joy in my relationship with God? I'm going to repeat that one. How can I move into a depth of feeling of joy in my relationship with God? That's another one that I know that you out there would really appreciate knowing about. So we may come back to that one. Next question. Do I have a charge around the word and concept of the God of my childhood? If so, what is it, and how can I neutralize it? Let me say that one again. Do I have a charge around the word and concept of the God of my childhood? And if so, what is it, and how can I neutralize it? There's so many folks out there that were raised in a way that showed them or taught them to fear God, that God was a judgmental God, that God was a hurtful God. At the same time, they were taught that God was a loving God. And so when you talk about some of the major religions or the different parts of the major religions that are so contradictory, it actually created the original dysfunctional concept of come here, go away. It's like, I really want to be close to God, but if I'm not good enough, I can't be close to God. And if I'm not good enough, then God won't like me. And if God won't like me, then I'm lost. And I can never be found again unless I'm perfect. And I can't be perfect because I'm human. And then if I'm not perfect, God won't love me. And if God won't love me because I'm not perfect, I'll end up in hell. And I'll suffer for the rest of my life. But if God loves me, why would he make me suffer eternally? We can talk about that too. And another question that came forward was, how does my relationship with God and or the divine affect my trust of self? Okay, I'll repeat that. How does my relationship with God or the divine affect my trust of self? And last but not least, how does my relationship with myself affect my trust of God and or the divine? Yes, how does my relationship with myself affect my trust of God and or the divine? And what the record keepers have told me is the healing of the inner landscape of humanity has begun. And it's questions like these that can clearly help us move into our internal spiritual knowing. And so I just want you to know, and we've already got some requests to receive these questions. So please email me, all right? Email me and you will receive these questions, not immediately, I will do it after the show, okay? But again, the email address is info@akashicwisdom.com, okay? Now, so in looking at these questions, we have to really look at which one is going to benefit the most people listening out there, okay? Now, as we move down here, okay, so I'm being led to talk about is how does my relationship with God and or the divine affect my trust of self? That's what I'm being called to here. So the question is, and I'm going to ask the question because, again, the records are open for the show. And we want to understand for the highest benefit of the listening audience, how does my relationship with God or the divine affect my trust of self? And so what's coming forward here is a very important question, because what you believe about who God is or who the divine is absolutely affecting not only your trust of self, but it's also affecting your ability to love yourself. The reason that's important is, and again, there are many people out there that don't have a challenge with this, and that are atheistic, and or they don't have a belief of a higher power, and they just have a belief of their own self-worth. And I am not challenging that. That's not what's being challenged here. But for the people out there who are challenged with self-esteem and feeling disconnected with the divine, it's really about that disconnection plays specifically into disconnection with trusting self. Now, it's if you've been raised, this is what I'm getting from the record keepers now, if you've been raised with the concept of any type of higher power or God that you feel you have to answer to, or you feel has set things up the way things are, set things up from a from a good bad point of view. If you've been raised with any type of concept like that, then your relationship to that concept will be challenged based on how you feel you have performed in relationship to that, into the quote-unquote rules you were raised with. And if there is or has been comments or constrictions or consequences you've been raised with that have made you doubt yourself, you will doubt your worthiness, not so much when it comes to other people, but your lack of worthiness is one of being seen and loved by God. Now, I want you to consider that there are many people out there that say, I feel fine about myself. It's God I have a question about. Or, I love God. I know God loves me. I just don't love myself. Well, all of those things are not mutually exclusive. It is impossible, truly, it is impossible to actually say you love God and not love and honor yourself. I really want you to consider that. It is the reason that's impossible is because if you go along with the fact that you are a part of God and you are an extension of Source, not separated, but an extension of Source, and you're truly that extension, and you say within your heart that you love the divine, you love that higher power, you love the idea of knowing you are connected, yet you walk and talk your life in a way that is translating or vibrating into an aspect of not honoring yourself or being unworthy, there is a deep discrepancy there. And the more you don't honor you, the more the underlying belief system is that you're not honoring the divine. And the more you don't honor the divine, the worse you feel about you. And the worse you feel about you, it goes into the more angry you become with yourself. And when you become angry with yourself, you move into self-sabotage. And when you move into self-sabotage, you become even angrier at yourself. And so notice that until we, and I'm including myself in this, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not at all immune to this. This is something I'm working out the same time you are, okay? Because none of us are immune to this. This is something that we are working on because it's an important piece for us to work on, because it's important for us to get clear. But what I'm trying to say is, what's being said here by the record keepers is that we have to define what honoring ourselves means to us. What does it look like to honor yourself? Who would you have to be to honor yourself? And it's that type of situation, okay, that concept or that list of action steps that we need to start making to be able to feel good about who we are because we need to feel good about who we are in relationship to ourselves so we can stand in the front of that divine being, divine presence, divine source, holy matrix, whatever you want to call it. One, they're not mutually exclusive. They are absolutely the same thing. The Judeo-Christian ethic says that we are one with God. The metaphysical ethic says that we are one with God. The scientific ethic, the scientific information is showing us more and more and more that there is no separation from our DNA and who we are. That our DNA can be separated from us miles and miles and miles and miles, and it will still react as if it were still in our bodies. And quantum physics is showing us how not only are we all made of the same stuff, but how we can actually affect change by talking to our bodies, talking to ourselves, talking to the main membranes of ourselves, and actually shifting our beingness into what we want. You know, people ask, When I'm doing an individual consultation, people ask me, they say, Donna, or record keepers, can I change my contract? And the answer to that is you can change what you feel you are willing to receive. You can change what you are willing to receive. Now just think about that, because that's profound. So what are you willing to receive in the manner or the aspect of change in your life? Because change is something that is so hard for us. You know, we get into these ruts. We get into the idea that we can't change, or just the idea of changing can actually create so much stress. And then if we don't handle the change well, we beat ourselves up even more about what we can or cannot do, or what we did and did not do. And so really, you know, what is our relationship with ourselves? What is our relationship with the divine? How can we make and create a balance of those two states of being? How can I be in alignment and truly trust and love myself? Because when that happens, I absolutely know I will be loved by the divine. And that's really the way we think. We actually have it, we're hardwired to believe that until we're perfect, we can't truly be loved and accepted by God. Now, I know that there are some folks out there that are disagreeing with me. And I know there are other folks out there that say, well, I got it in my head, I just can't get it in my heart. And that's the link we need to move into. We need to link our heads and our hearts together so that we're able to really accept not only who we are for all that we are, all that we're not, and all that we are yet to be, but we're it's very important. Okay, very, very, very important that we work on honoring ourselves. And, you know, I'm going to stop talking for a minute. I'm going to talk about something else. And I really would love to open up these lines. The lines are open, ladies and gentlemen, and I would love to get some comments and get your feedback on this, because, again, your questions, your comments are what really make the richness of the show. I mean, I know you think that it's nice to just listen to what the record keepers say, and I like to listen too, but it's so much richer when you add your vibration to this aspect. Because everything, as you know, is vibration and frequency. And the Akashic Records themselves are the energetic recording of everything that ever has ever lived and is living now. And so our thoughts are vibratory. Our words are vibratory. Our actions are vibratory. And it actually gives a whole new meaning to the concept of Santa Claus now, doesn't it? You know, because the Akashic Records are there recording our thoughts and our words and our deeds, but not from a judgment point of view. So it's the most loving, compassionate, non-judgmental receptacle of our information. It is God's, not only God's great library, but it's, as I said before, it is the ultimate search engine powered by the divine. You can find out anything you need to know in the Akashic Records. The key, and one of the, you know, I just did a workshop. The challenge that many people have in accessing their own work or accessing their own Akashic Records isn't the fact that they can't do it. No. Because the way I teach you, anybody can do it. You do not have to have a background in metaphysics. In fact, the less you know about metaphysics, the better you are, because you've got nothing to compare it to. No, it is not. It is absolutely not about experience. It's not about being intuitive. It's not about being psychic, because we don't use any type of psychic energy in the way that I teach you how to access your Akashic Records. So it's not intuitive, it's not psychic. Right? And you don't even have to be smart. We're all smart, but I'm talking about really thinking that you're book smart. What you have to do is be willing to receive the information. You have to be willing to open yourself up to the possibility of receiving divine information, and that's what trips us up. Not everybody, but, and again, the way I teach, pretty much everybody gets it, but the ones that don't are the ones that aren't trusting themselves and are second-guessing what they're receiving. Learning to work with the Akashic Records is the easiest thing. It's all about being willing to receive. I want you to think about that. We've got a caller on the line. I'm so glad you're calling. Who's on the line? Hello?
Hello.
Who is this?
This is Jennian on the West Coast.
Jennian?
Jenny.
Oh, Jenny. Hi, Jenny. How are you?
Hi. I was just thinking about kind of a topic like this today.
Good. What brought you to tune into us?
I just got BBS, and I've started listening. Whenever I have a chance, I switch you on. So this is the first time I've caught this show.
Well, that's great. So what do you think so far?
It seems like when you talk about those questions, any one of those are ones that I think about quite often.
Oh, great. Which one do you want to discuss?
Well, the really feeling, I mean, what, I had a specific question, but the question that you asked I liked was really feeling the love. I mean, you can say it, you can hope for it, but to really feel loved by God and to feel that we are divinity.
You find that challenging?
I want to do that. I don't feel it. I believe it. I want to believe it.
And is that something you'd like to, and there was like, here's what I guess I'm asking you, what the record keepers are asking you, is you want to feel it rather than believe it, because
I
want to
feel it.
When you feel it, you can believe it. Is that right?
That's right.
It's not when you see it you'll believe it. It's when you feel it you'll believe it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because I mean, it's a beautiful idea that we're the divine children of the Creator.
Right.
Right.
Well, yes, and the other piece is that we are the divine children of a Creator, which is us.
Yeah, that's kind
of. You see, we are own best friends within the realm of the energy of God.
Feeling is believing.
Yeah. Well, seeing is when you is in your feeling, as we said.
I really want to feel that divinity.
Okay, so let's I want to get to your question, but let's play a little bit, shall we? Shall we play a little bit?
Sure, love to play.
Okay, so in playing. Let's consider And everyone else out there in the audience can play with Jenny and I, okay? Or me, Jenny and me. What we're going to do is I want everyone out there, and you too, Jenny, to close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Take a nice deep breath. And I want you to go deep into the center and allow your heart to open in whatever that means for you. Allow your heart to expand. And allow the energy of that expansion to move through your entire body, out of your arms, as they absolutely expand to embrace the entire planet. What would it feel like to embrace the entire planet and know that you were experiencing divine love in that embracing? And allow that light, allow that expansion to be within yourself, to permeate every membrane of every cell in your body, so that you are lighted internally, just feel that light. And expand that light. Expand the light and imagine the most beautiful fireworks on the 4th of July. Those beautiful white billows of vibrant light. And imagine everyone that's listening to this show is giving off those beautiful billions and billions and billions of light that we are now creating a sun out of the earth. Because we are the sun, and we are the earth, and we are the light. And now imagine that our light is being embraced by a larger light. Divine light merges with our light, and we are one. When you're ready, move back into your body. Go deep into gratefulness for being the light that you are. Back with me, Jenny. Whenever you're ready.
I kind of just stayed. I mean, I experienced it within my body. It was nice.
Thank you. I'm glad you liked it.
Very. Hard to talk now.
Hard to talk. One of the things, I'll just bring you back now. Just come back to me now. Just take a nice deep breath or just stand up if you're sitting. It's just, you know, gently come back into your body.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that you, as well as the listeners, need to understand is that you can listen to that meditation that we just did by going up to the archives.
Oh, okay.
All right, and you can re-experience that just by going. All of the programs are archived, so this is, you know, this is an important, you know, if that's an important piece for you, feel free to move into that light, and you can replay it. That you can, when you want to have some time, you can really meld into it. You can go back to the archive.
Sweet.
Okay.
Sweet. My other thought when I called was about what can I do? I'm kind of like letting go of my mainstream job, and I'm going into this divinely inspired art. I'm wondering if I am on my path doing this, my contract, what I can get do to get clear in my contract. Because I want to do what I came here to do.
Right. And what kind of art? What kind of art?
Like prayer flags and things.
Say again? I can hardly hear you.
Prayer flags, yeah. Like if someone has a special totem, an eagle or pine trees, you know, I paint that for them.
So then,
I have ready-made ones as well.
So you make prayer flags for people?
Yes, personalized ones or ready-made ones.
Very good. And so what do you make them out of?
I'm paint dyeing material.
Say again?
I'm dyeing material.
Well, I mean, is it silk or cotton?
Yes, all different fabrics.
And is it tie-dyed or?
No, hand-painted. Pictures painted on.
Wow.
It's quite a process.
And do you move into the space of the individual
to
custom create it, right?
Exactly. I actually create a place that I have gone to and with them, with their suggestions, like a shamanic journeying.
Okay.
I mean, I do that. All my paintings have come to me that way through visions.
And do you have a gallery or shops you can display this
Well, I want to, and I'm building that part up. I'm just doing the art part now.
Okay. So if I'm hearing you correctly, what you're doing is you're creating your inventory.
I'm creating my inventory, and I need to go into marketing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm wondering if this is really my contract, or am I, you know, and what I can do to really get on that path.
How much joy does it give you, Jenny?
I'm in heaven.
Okay. Can you imagine yourself doing anything else?
No. But it's a pretty big leap in these days, you know, to go off.
But nobody says you have to leap that far yet.
Okay.
The piece here that's important for you to understand is that this is an issue. The comment here is, this is not a test. This is a joy.
I know, I'm such a taskmaster to myself.
And it's not a test. It's not a T-A-S-K, and it's not a T-E-S-T. Okay? And so what happens is that you're very clear about what helps you feel secure from a dollar point of view. Aren't you?
Yeah. I don't want to let that go.
And the fact of the matter is you don't have to in order to be successful with this until you're so successful with this that you don't care about that regular paycheck.
Right.
So know that you can move into creating your inventory. And what they're showing me is postcards. I don't know if this is something you're doing, but what they're showing me is you creating postcards of your art, color, okay, and having them in a display where different stores actually start taking orders for you.
Wow, terrific.
Okay.
I just left some of my silk paintings with a photographer tonight to make cards.
Well, make some postcards.
Postcards, even better, yes.
Right, because what happens is you take them to stores. Now, you can actually have flyers made if you want.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really about having a small display near the cash register that people can take the cards.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
And they can either call you directly.
That's
you can have samples on your website.
Yep.
You can also, you can also work with a store. The store is like quote unquote your agent.
Right.
So that if the people want it, they have to come back to the store.
Oh, I see. Right.
You see, In other words, like, you want to make it a win-win situation for the store.
That's right.
Otherwise, as soon as you leave, those cards are going to go in the garbage.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so that's important,
you
see. So it's really about creating a plan with your marketing that allows you to make it a win-win situation for all, so you have multiple agents out there selling your product.
Yeah, and so this really is part of my contract?
Well, let's tell you that, and let's tell everyone, that when you feel absolute positive joy,
that
it
is
can't
it.
Be anything else.
You're on the yellow brick road home?
And any time, baby.
For real?
That's right. So the issue here is, the key is, as you're continuing to do this, you want to continue to ask yourself, how much am I willing to receive?
Why that question?
Say again?
Why that question of all questions?
Because if you're not willing to receive the success, and if you're if there's an underlying belief of unworthiness,
yes, there is.
You will stop yourself.
Yeah, there is kind of that.
Right.
I've been coming up against it lately.
Right, and then the fear of not being worthy will actually sabotage you into moving forward on your path.
So
it will create fear.
How do you get rid of that feeling?
Say again.
How do you get rid of that feeling then? If you know it's there and you know why it's there, then what?
Well, if you know why it's there, then it's really about working with neutralizing it so you begin forgiving yourself for feeling it.
That's self-judgment.
Mm-hmm. It's self-judgment based on occurrences that happened in the past
exactly.
that no longer control you.
Exactly.
And so the issue in that has to do with you feeling helpless.
So
at
how
the
do you
time
neutralize
and
that?
To forgive
how
yourself.
Do you neutralize that? You said neutralize. How do you neutralize, you know, being raped as a child and put in foster home? I mean, things that break children's spirits that happen so young. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that because what happens is that the what happens when you were young, and I'm not negating the horrific aspect of that.
Lots of us, yeah, have been through really horrible stuff.
Yeah, I'm not negating that. That's not what's being negated.
Right.
What is being suggested is that you decide how long you're going to allow that information and that experience to rule your life now.
Okay, so you're conscious that you want to let it go, and...
So you become conscious you want to let it go, and then you move into a deep gratefulness of being alive at this point.
You didn't get me. Ha ha, I'm still here.
Exactly. Well, it's a matter of... the idea is again, what I'm hearing is whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah.
And I don't know how that plays here, but what's important to understand...
Like a warrior. Like, you know, no matter what they did to me, I'm still a warrior of light.
Right. But the thing is you no longer have to fight to live.
Right. That's the piece I have to put down now.
You do not have to fight to live.
It's about joy and the yellow brick road.
Well, not to mention the fact it's not about fighting anymore. It's about enjoying and being blissful around living.
That's right. That's right.
And so there's a comment I call it an Akashicism that's come forward from the records, and what it's a statement that you may want to experiment. And the experiment, the statement is, they will no longer control my being by their lack of loving.
Yeah. They will no longer control my being by their lack
of loving. How's that feel?
I so want to be free of what other people's weaknesses have created in my life.
Well, and the reality is that they don't have to create them in your life anymore.
I don't want to give them that power.
They will no longer control your being by their lack of loving.
That's exactly right. So just keep saying that every time.
It's a mantra, yeah. And if you can also substitute the word a you in there. So you will know if you're speaking about a specific person,
right.
You know, that has hurt you. You will no longer control my being by your lack of loving.
All right, that's powerful.
It is powerful. And so the idea here is it's all about being willing not to hurt anymore.
so familiar.
And being willing to be free.
Yeah.
So what I'm being shown is that if you're caged, you're in a cage with this information and these experiences.
Right.
The reality is the door to that cage has been open for a long time. But the fearful little kid within you has been afraid to step out.
Mm-hmm.
It's about you as an adult coming and outstretching your hand so that she will feel comfortable and safe to come join you in the world today.
Mm-hmm. I just had a talk with a friend last night who's getting into a relationship after a real heartbreak.
Uh-huh.
And I said, it takes so much courage to try again. It's almost safer to stay in the nostalgia. Because you know what that is.
It might be safer, but it's more painful.
Yeah, but, you know, like, to be called back out to try again and to wreck, you know, to trust your heart and all that, you know, after a really bad, bad breakup. And
well,
it's kind of the same thing. Like,
well, notice something.
Have the courage to be happy.
Right. But the other piece is that as soon as a person puts that qualification of what you just said about having the courage to step forward,
right,
you're actually coming from a place of lack.
Okay.
Because what's happening is, I so want to believe, but I know what happened before.
Right. Yep.
So it's basically like you're taking one step back as forward and two steps back.
Yep.
Because even if you go forward, you have to go back to check out to make sure it's not happening now.
It takes a lot of courage to be happy.
That's a belief.
Okay.
It does not take courage to be happy.
Uh-huh.
It takes the willingness to be happy.
Willingness.
It's not about courage. It's about willingness.
But then you could get disappointed again, so that's courage.
Yeah, but the idea is that we're disappointed every day in various different ways, and we survive.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
Okay. The reality is, it's really about being happy within ourselves and not allowing or looking for the other person to create our happiness.
Yeah, or the business being successful.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So the happiness is self-sustaining in ourselves, and we're observing what happens outside of us.
Exactly. See, you really do know.
I'm just trying to put it together. Listening to all these radio shows, I'm getting schooled quick.
That's great. Yeah, well, PBS Radio is great for that. That's absolutely terrific.
Getting a PhD in all this stuff lately. It's been in the last 6 months, you know, just listening 10 hours a day to this kind of thinking. I'm trying to put it together.
What kind of work do you do when you're not doing art?
I'm a reading teacher.
A reading teacher?
Yeah, and then I've been off work for 6-7 months.
What a gift.
Yeah, and I start painting.
Hey, that's a gift.
Yes, I treat it as a gift.
Exactly.
Just
the idea of being gifted
with
time.
To see if I was using my gift right.
Yeah.
To the fullest. So it's all these little day-by-day staying conscious of every thought, every breath, every choice we're making about, am I scared or am I happy?
Exactly.
Am I worried or am I happy?
Well, it's not even what am I happy. It's how do I feel now and what's my next best thought?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, like, it's a big leap from going scared to happy.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can't make that leap.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start beating yourself up that you're not doing it right.
Mm-hmm. But contentment is good.
Yes, contentment's real good.
And consciousness of, like,
consciousness is great.
Be the person who is watching with that witness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've said the biggest abandonment of my life has been forgetting I was divine.
And guess what?
I'm seeking that.
Guess what? You can find it any time. See, all you have to do, this is the interesting piece of what they're showing me. The idea of considering that when you said the greatest abandonment of
mm-hmm.
my life has
mm-hmm.
been forgetting that I'm divine,
mm-hmm.
what they're suggesting is that you move and walk into nature.
Mm-hmm.
and look at the first flower that you see, and notice its perfection, and notice that it's you. There's something about walking in nature that allows us to remember our divine connection.
Good.
Is that helpful?
It surely has been.
Great.
Just reframing things.
Yeah.
Seems to be what I got from you. Thank you so much for your time and energy.
Oh, you're welcome.
And your wonderful PhD show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad that you liked it. Whereabouts in California are you? Or
on the West Coast.
Whereabouts?
South of San Francisco.
Oh, south of San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Like so from so between Frisco
like
and
Carmel,
L.A.?
Carmel, yeah.
Oh, Carmel. I love Carmel.
Yeah, it's paradise.
Well, I just want you to know, Jenny, I go where I'm invited.
Uh-huh.
So if you have a spiritual community out there that you feel could benefit from what I do.
I'm pretty isolated in all this.
Say again?
I'm pretty isolated in all this.
It's really hard to promote your work in an isolated situation, so I recommend that you get out there.
Okay, that's my next step, the postcards at the stores. I'll let you know in a month or so.
And Carmel's such a great area because it's lots of art, lots of beautiful things, and it's also, you know, you're really flanked on either end with metaphysical folks and of like minds.
That's true. I just, you know, that self-worth comes up when I think of those fancy stores. It's right up in my face right now.
There's two answers you can get. Yes or no.
And neither of them are going to kill me.
Well, no, and one of them could make you really rich.
One of them could make me happy and comfortable and abundant. I could share with lots of people. That's my prayer.
Sure.
Okay. I'll let you know.
Well, please keep in touch.
I am going to let you know when those cards start flying out of that store.
Send me one. If you go up on my BBS information, I think my address is up there. If not, email me and I'll email it to you. I'd love to see you.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
You take care, honey.
Good luck.
Good luck to you.
Bless it be.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye. Well, that was a lovely conversation. A lovely conversation with Jenny from Carmel, California. And I hope you all got something out of it. And the unfortunate part is when somebody's on the line, it's hard for anybody else to call in. So if you're waiting to call in, now would be a time. We only have about 5 minutes left of the show, so get those dials in and give me a call. Now, in the meantime, Nikki emailed me a wonderful comment here, and her comment is, how to feel, love thyself, the divine within that I am. Now, I'm not exactly sure what she's asking is, how do I feel, love thyself, the divine within that I am? So how would it be to feel that? The interesting thing about what the record keepers are taking off on this is the concept of the combination of words and vibratory aspects of I am. It's very important that you listen to yourself and become aware of how many times during the day you say, I am, and follow it with a negative comment. I am late. I am stupid.
Hello. This is Wesley Snipes. And when I want to get tuned in, tuned up.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Don cut me off a little bit sooner than I needed to, but so I have to close the show. So I want to just say, be aware of how many times you say I am and follow with a negative, and shift that, because the I am is a very important anchor. And I know I've got a call, but I've got to get off the air. I love you all. Okay, I'm going to stay on the air for this call. Okay, caller, who are you?
Hey, Donna, this is Sharon from Salina.
Hey, Sharon, how are you?
pretty good. How about yourself?
I guess I got some extra time, not a lot, but how's things going? What can I do for you?
I'd like for you to ask the record about, this has been such a historic week in the nation, and does the record have anything to tell those of us who are spiritually awake about what we should be doing and how we should be preparing for what is to come?
Well, remember, we don't go future, so it has to do with your choices now that create the future. And so what's so important now, what the record keepers are saying, that it's absolutely essential that the internal landscape of humanity, especially in those countries where financially we are in a precarious situation, we not move into fear, but we move into gratitude. And that is because giving into fear, if we move into fear on a major level, we're going to bring to us that which we no longer want. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And so any person out there that's hearing this, it's absolutely essential that when you were talking about the financial markets, weren't you?
Financial markets, the mortgage situation,
right.
The whole world situation.
Right.
Yes, everything.
Right. But the idea here is that if we move into fear, we move into lack. And at times, you know, if you're not abundant and you don't have a lot of money, you can't lie to yourself about what you don't have. Because that's a lie, and your personality and your brain will not allow it. So don't lie to yourself about what you have, but be grateful for what you do have. And the gratefulness will neutralize and actually expand into being willing to receive more. And I know that sounds like a simple answer.
I just wish that more people would be talking about that, because there is an awful lot of fear and anxiety out there.
And so as soon as you hear somebody talking about fear and anxiety, isn't it awful? And if you hear people awfulizing, all your comment is, I really understand how you feel. I'll tell you what I'm grateful for, though. You can shift the conversation.
Okay.
So every time somebody starts complaining, you can empathize and say, but you know what I'm grateful for? And come up with something that's true for you. Because the idea is shifting the conversation to gratefulness. So important.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Hey, I'm going to see you in a couple weeks.
Yes.
We're going to be at Universal Light Expo together at the same booth, 859. I think that's my booth number. Anyway, so you got to come out and see me at Columbus, Ohio, at the Universal Light Expo, and Sharon's going to be there. She's going to be speaking, and we would love to see you all. And going to be doing a level one in Columbus then, too, the weekend after. We're going to do a prosperity workshop out there, too.
You are going to have quite the October.
I am, yes. It's a wonderful October. I'm grateful.
Excellent. Well, we're all looking forward to seeing you at the expo.
And we're going to do dinner, right?
That's right. That's
absolutely
right. We're putting
that
together.
Crowd, me and my friends. Okay.
Okay. Take care, Donna.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I do have to get off. I know that Donna's been very nice to let us on for this amount of time. But I'm going to say I love you all. I wish you the best week that you've ever had. And please go deep into gratefulness. We can shift this. It's about our individuality moving into peace within ourselves and the deep gratefulness of who we are. I am grateful. And with that, I want to thank the Masters, Teachers, and Loved Ones of the Akashic Records for all their wonderful healing information. I ask that all those listening, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. Have a wonderful week, everyone. And email your questions early so I can get to them. Email them early so I can start working on them. Or call in first thing next week. I love you all. Thanks so much for listening. Bye-bye.